darkness at thy speaking, it was done.
Welcome to Sermons from Zion Lutheran Church of Gwinner, North Dakota. Zion Lutheran Church is committed to the message of Christ crucified for the forgiveness of sins, for the church and the world. The following sermon is from Reverend Dr. Matthew Richard.
Alleluia! Christ Jesus abolished death and brought life and immortality to light. Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 16th chapter. When the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James, and Salome brought spices, so that they might go and anoint him. And very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb, and they were saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance of the tomb?" And looking up, they saw that the stone had been rolled back. It was very large. And entering the tomb, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, dressed in a white robe, and they were alarmed. And he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him? But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." And they went out and fled from the tomb, for trembling and astonishment had seized them. And they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Grace to you,
Lord Christ. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Standing over a grave is like standing over a black hole. It is dark. The deep soil of the grave brings forth the coolness of the air, which chills your feet. The depth of the grave, it brings a biting to your bones, as the grave seems to draw all of your hope, your joy, and optimism from you unto itself. The dark, cruel grave seems to chuckle in victory as the body of a loved one is lowered into its jaws. There the body will stay, held in the grasp of the grave's claws. O grave, yes, grave, I speak to you, it appears that you have victory. O grave, it appears that you have had the final word with many of our loved ones. O grave, it also appears that you had victory on Good Friday. For you devoured up Jesus, you took his lifeless body into your jaws, you captured the Son of God in the flesh, you brought the Creator so low that you stopped his breath, you broke his heart, you cut him off from the light in the land of the living, you exacted a terrible price, the price of all the sins of all men, of the law's full stricture, upon the sinless and perfect Son of God, Jesus Christ. Is this your victory, O grave? Is this all you could do to the Christ, O grave? If this is your power and if this is your victory, grave, why is your tomb empty? Why is the Christ not found among the dead? Why did Jesus rise to life? Grave, yes, grave, we speak to you. Hear us laugh at you, O grave, for the angel of the Lord rolled away the stone to show us and the entire world that you are not as powerful as you may think. The stone was rolled away to show us that your threats of death are really a facade, for Christ escaped your jaws. Did you hear that, grave? You could not keep the Christ contained. On Friday night, it seemed that you were the one that was alive as you consumed the lifeless Son of God into your deep cavern. Today, though, we hear that the Christ is risen, which leads us to conclude that you are the one that is lifeless and dead, for Christ is alive and well, seated at the right hand of the Father. Where's your victory, O grave? Show us! Where's your sting, O grave? What has happened to your power? Have you so soon forgotten that you made us cower? Don't you, yes, don't you, the grave? Are you not the one that is the common denominator of all of us as mankind? Aren't you the ruler of the battlefield, the ruler of the cancer ward, the constant threat against young mothers with child? Don't you lean inward on us every single night when we fall asleep, quietly whispering into our ears that you are the master and you will take us whenever you well please? Don't you claim that you make our bodies fail and grow weak and old and contract diseases, that you make this living death a pure misery of pain, dying and loneliness, while you strive at all times to take away our dignity? O grave, yes, we are talking to you, O grave. You may claim all of this, but we shake our heads at you in disgust. We chuckle with the laugh of victory at your overinflated self-assessment. We taunt you not once, but we taunt you a second time. For Christ our Lord and God has risen out of your so-called power. Do you not see, O grave? The Christ is not in your lair of death. He is not with you, but with us, the church. He is alive. And what of our deaths and caskets, you may ask? O grave, do you not know that by Jesus' three-day rest in the tomb, that he made the burial places holy of all who believe in him? O grave, do you not know that those who are baptized into Jesus were baptized with him in death in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life? O grave, you've got nothing on us because we have been united to Jesus with him in death, and we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. O grave, you will not get us. You will not keep us in your clenching jaws. It is true that at the end of our lives, we are put 6 feet under. But there in your midst, O grave, we will sleep in peace. We will sleep in peace. For our places of burial are made holy by Jesus. We will sleep in your midst in peace until we are awakened in glory. Behold, O grave, we tell you a mystery. We shall all sleep when we are put 6 feet under, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in a twinkling of the eye, at the last trumpet, we will burst forth from your midst with resurrected bodies, and we will see our Lord face to face. And what of our sin, you may ask? It is true that our sin puts us in the casket. Our sin unites us with you, O grave. However, have you been so quick to forget Good Friday? The gospel puts us in Jesus' grave and raises us anew daily, for Christ bled and died for us, accomplishing forgiveness, life, and salvation. O grave, we ask you again, where is your victory? Where is your bite? Where are your fangs of your jaw? You have no answer. You have no answer, O grave, for they are gone. They are worthless, and they are nothing. For Christ Jesus died, and he lives today. In fact, since Jesus lives, and you pathetic grave, are nothing, this conversation need not continue. Now, blessed saints, this Easter morning, just in case the grave still attempts to speak lies and threats to you here and now, hear this. Jesus Christ was crucified. Yes, he was crucified, dead and buried, and was raised from the grave for you. This is your present reality. Do not be afraid of the grave. Do not be afraid of the grave today. Jesus Christ was crucified and was raised from the grave for you. This means that your sins have been truly paid for, that God's wrath was appeased, that death is powerless, and that the devil is a defeated foe. You who have ears, hear. Jesus Christ was crucified and was raised from the grave for you. This means that you have a living Savior, a victorious Savior, one who is a living advocate for you. Jesus Christ, he was crucified and was raised from the grave for you. This means that your Christ trampled over death by death. No scheme of man and no power of evil could hold him down. Baptized saints, there is nothing in the entire world that you can be more sure of than Jesus Christ crucified for you, risen for you. And as they say, ain't no grave gonna hold this body down. Baptized saints, Jesus lives. And by his words and spirit, he puts his death and his life into you. You are baptized. Your life is hidden. Yes, it is hidden with Christ in God. You are buried, my friends, deeply in the wounds of Christ. The gospel has put you in Jesus' grave, a grave that could not hold the Messiah down, but a grave that leads to the resurrection. The Lord is risen. The Lord is risen. The grave is empty. The grave is empty. Because he lives, yes, you live as well. The great peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in the risen, victorious, alive Christ Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast sermon. You can access a full manuscript of today's sermon from Pastor Matthew Richard's blog at www.pastormattrichard.org or visit Zion Lutheran Church's website at www.ziongwinner.org. The Lord bless and keep you.